Shalom to all, and you are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha. And today we are going to be learning the last Aliyah Parsha Zasranan, that is Perek Zayin Pasuk Aleph. And Moshe Rabbeinu continues telling Klal Yisrael, Ki Yaviach Hashem Lekecha, when Hashem your God brings you El Haaretz Asher Atav Hashem L'Yishto, to the land that you will come there to possess it. V'Nashal Goyim Rabbim Mipanecha, and He will cast out, He will drive away many nations from in front of you. Achiti VaGirgashi VaAmeri VaKnani VaPrizi VaChiva VaEvusi Shiva Goyim. These are seven nations. Rabbim Vatzum Mimecha. They are greater and mightier than you. Let's just see Rashi over here. Pasuk Aleph, what does the word v'nashal mean? L'shayin hashlacha, this has to do with throwing out v'hataza, or shooting out. V'chein v'nashal habarzel. So Hashem is just going to throw him out of the land. Back to Chumash Pasuk Beis. U'nesonam Hashem l'kechel v'necha v'kisam. And Hashem, your God, will place them in front of you, and you shall strike them. Hacharim tachrim ha'isam. Completely destroy them. L'esech res lehem bris v'loisech hanim. Do not make a covenant with them, and do not treat them favorably. Let's see Rashi of your Pasuk Beis. V'loisech hanim. Don't treat them favorably. L'esitin lehem chein. Do not give them any favor. Asr le'la adam leimer. It's also for a person to say, look how wonderful, how beautiful, how special this non-Jew is. Another way of understanding this word is, do not give them any encampment in the land. Do not give them a place to live in the land. Back to Chumash Pasuk Gimel. Do not marry with them. Do not give your daughter to his son. And don't take his daughter for your son. Why is this? Because he's going to turn your son from away from me. And they're going to serve other gods. And the anger of Hashem is going to burn in you, and He's going to destroy you swiftly. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Dalad. Because He's going to turn your son from away from me. Now, who's being spoken about over here? Benoishal Kenani, the son of this Kenani, Kishayisa is Bitcha, when he marries your daughter, meaning we have a non-Jew marrying a Jewish girl, Yasir is Bincha, Asher Teilid Loi Bitcha Me'acharai. He's going to turn away your son, which is born to your daughter, meaning your grandson, He's going to turn him away from me. Now, what do we learn from here? Lamanu sheben bitcha habamin aknani kari bincha, that your grandson that's born to a male kanani, meaning your daughter, nachas v'shalom, not your daughter, but if a Jewish woman marries a non-Jewish man, that son that's born from the union is still called your son. That person is still a Jew. Avol ben bincha habamin aknanis ene kari bincha el bina. However, your grandson that's born from a non-Jewish woman, that's not called your son, it's called her son. Back to Chumash Pasuk Hey, ki im kai tasu lahem, rather this is what you should do to them. Mizbechai say hemti tait. You shall smash their altars. You shall break their pillars. And you shall cut down their holy trees. And you shall burn their images in fire. Because you are a holy nation to Hashem your God. Hashem chose you to be His treasure nation from all of the different nations that are on the face of the earth. It's not because you're more numerous than all the nations that Hashem desired you and chose you. Because you are actually the smallest of all nations. And let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Zayin. What does this mean? So first of all, Rashi tells us, Kipshutai, the simple understanding. You are actually not the most numerous of all nations. However, the Medrash explains, you don't aggrandize yourself and make yourself great when I give you good. That's why Hashem desired you. Because you're actually the smallest, meaning you actually are always minimizing yourselves. Avram Avinu said, I'm just dirt and ashes. Moshe and Aaron said, what are we? We're nothing special. Like Nebuchadnezzar Shamar, not like Nebuchadnezzar that he said, Adam le Elyon, I'm actually like Elyon, I'm like Hashem. And he said, who among all the gods of the nations is like me? And Chirim that said, El Ani, I'm a god. Moshe v'lekim yishavti, I sat on the throne of Hashem. Back to Chumash Pasuk Ches. So why is it that Hashem chose us? It's because of Hashem's love for you. And it's because of His keeping to the oath that He swore to your forefathers, Hashem took you out with His strong hand, and He redeemed you from the house of servitude, from the hand of Pari, the king of Mitzrayim. You shall know that Hashem your God, He is Hashem, Hakel Haneman, He's the faithful God, Shemer Habris VaChesed, He safeguards the covenant and the kindness to those that love Him, and those that guard His mitzvahs for 1,000 generations. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Tes over here. La Elef Dar. Now Rashi asks, Ula Alanu Aimer. Previously it said, La Alafim, for 2,000 generations. So is it 1,000 or 2,000? So Rashi answers, Kan, over here in this Pasuk, Shu Samach Itzel L'Shem Mitzvaysav, the word for 1,000 generations is right after the word L'Shem Hashem Ritzvaisav to those that guard his commandments. Ha'isim Miyira, this is talking about people that serve Hashem out of fear, who Aymer La'elof, that's why it says they get the kindness for 1,000 generations. Ula Lunch, who Samach Itzel La'evav, however, over there previously, when it says that there's 2,000 generations of kindness, that's after the word La'evav to the people that love him. Ha'isim Ava, those that do it out of love, Sheshchar Mirser Gadol, they have much more schar, they get much more reward, who Aymer La'elofim, it says 2,000 generations. La'evav, Rashi says, Elo Ha'isim Ava, this is the ones that perform the mitzvahs out of love. L'shaymer mitzvahs of Eloi Samira, these are those that perform out of fear. And back to Chumash Pasuk Yod, Umashalim, and he repays those, L'sainav Alpanov, those that hate him to his face, La'avidai, to make him perish, meaning Hashem makes those people perish, Loya Acher L'sainai, he will not delay to those that hate him, Alpanov Yishalim Loi, he will repay him to his face. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yod, what's his double expression of he's going to pay those that hate him to his face? B'chayiv Mishalim Loi Gmul Ha'atayv, in that person's lifetime, he's going to give him all the good that he deserves. Kidei lavidim in olam haba, in order to cause him to lose out on his olam haba. And back to Chumash Pasuk Yud Aleph, v'shamarta, and you shall observe es hamitzvah, es hachukim, es hamishpatim, the commandments, chukim mishpatim, asher anochim tzavcha hayom, that I command you today la'asaysam, to perform them. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yud Aleph, hayom la'asaysam. So really, we read it with a comma, that I command you today la'asaysam, to perform them. However, over here, Rashi's reading it together, hayom la'asaysam, to perform them today. Rashi says, ulamachar, what about tomorrow? La'olam haba, that's referring to olam haba, litos charim, that's when you get the reward for performing them today in this world. You're going to get the reward tomorrow in the next world. With this, we complete Parshas Vaschanan. Everyone should have a wonderful Shabbos.